Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, Pam Sherman, you are a momager?
Yes. When my children were living with me, I had to manage everything they did. I was in control. I figured out when they needed to go to the dentist, when they needed new shoes, when they needed a haircut. So I don't know where I heard the term. I'd like to think it sprung from me.
Same,
but
it up.
You're not just a manager and you're not just a mom. You're a momager.
I like it.
But here's the problem. Huh. They grow up.
Yeah.
They become adults, and you suddenly have to make that shift. And it's really, really hard. Even if they don't live with you, you say things like, when was the last time you've been to the dentist? Have you had your eyes checked? Wow, you need to get your glasses fixed. Or my son is going to be 26 years old. He's ostensibly a grown-up, he was still in school. And then he says things to me like, oh yeah, I took care of that, or I had my hair cut, and I'm like, I'm just so amazed when they do things.
Well, because
like
it
adults.
Worked. Well, because you did it. It worked, okay? Your work here is through, as George Eastman said.
Well,
okay.
But the problem is the behavior, it's like, those people when they lose a limb and they're still scratching it.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm just still doing it. And I'm always pointing to my belly and saying, I'm so sorry. You were here and now you're there, like standing in front of me, all hairy and grown up. And I'm not used to it. So
hairy
I just
and grown up.
I do think you're laughing, but you get it, right?
Oh, like, I totally get it, because I still do it too. I said to my son, when's the last time, just over the weekend when he goes home, have you had your teeth cleaned? Have you, it's like...
Yeah, same thing.
Right? It's like, and my daughter, she needed the doctor. She needed that. So, it's like, you got to get, we wouldn't went out here, go to a doctor. She complains about something, go to it. Finally, she went to a doctor, okay?
Don't call me.
Right. You're telling me the symptoms. You're telling the wrong person the symptoms. Go tell a doctor the symptoms. Finally,
right.
It sunk in. But yes, I know. So am I a dadager?
You're a dadager, and you need to become a coach. Like, that's the thing. We have to move. I've done a lot of thinking about this, called my therapist in panic. how do I talk to them now? I thought it was brilliant. She said, you're like a Sherpa guide now, and you have to let it go. And if they don't get their teeth cleaned, well, their teeth are going to hurt.
Right.
Or it's on them.
It's on them.
And I just feel like I was in control for so long, and now I've got to be a coach, for goodness sake. What kind of coach do I want to be? I want to be the one that's screaming from the sidelines like a crazy person.
Yeah, no.
Not the Zen quiet coach.
No, I like the Sherpa. I'm going to be a Sherpa.
There you go.
I just like the word Sherpa.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.